Put down your baby and pick up a beer. Dad Jokes is back with a brand new episode. And this is the 90th episode of Dad Jokes, which is absolutely crazy. It's just crazy. I can't even believe I'm saying that. But the great thing about it being 90 episodes is not that we've been here for 90 episodes, but that it is a top 10 episode. Every 10th episode, Brandon and myself love to do something where we do top 10s, my top five and his top five to make 10 of some different fun topics. So we're going to have two different topics today that we're going to do top 10s on. So that is exciting. So anyone who hasn't listened to a top 10 episode before, you're in for a treat. Also go back and listen to episode 80, 70, 60, all the way down, all the 10s have some great top 10s in them. They're some of my favorite episodes. So today, Brandon, we'll just tell everyone right now, we're going to talk about a couple of things. I told you I wanted to call this episode Ice Cream and Tantrums. I thought that was a good name. Or Tantrums and Ice Cream. I don't know which way it goes, but it's a good name because we're going to talk about favorite flavors of ice cream and also top 10s tantrum triggers for your toddlers. So those are kind of two fun things for dads, and one thing to maybe get over a tantrum is some ice cream. So we're going to go over those today. But before we do, this episode's called Dad Jokes because we love to throw out some dad jokes. So dad joke for the day, Brandon, do you want to go first or second?
I got two of those things today, Jerry.
Okay, two of them things.
Yep, two of them.
All right.
Here's the first one. What do you call a person who sees a crime at an Apple store?
I don't know.
An eyewitness.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Like that. Yeah, that's okay.
All right. I got one more for you. Are you ready? How does a vampire pay for his blood?
How?
With Bitcoin.
Okay. That's clever. That's pretty clever. And we're getting kind of close to Halloween season. Not quite, but getting in the realm of it. We can at least sniff it, if you will. So I'll allow it. Not too bad. I got only one later on. I'll allow it. So before we get into our top 10s, let's find out what's been going on, Brandon. Let's talk a little bit about our past weeks. What's been going on with you guys and Bryce?
Well, we've actually had a pretty eventful week or weekend since we last talked. And one of the first things we did afternoon on Saturday, we took Bryce to the aquarium. And it was a great experience, but I gotta tell you, it costs way more than I thought it should.
I was just gonna tell you, Peyton loves that, but it's so expensive.
Yeah, it definitely was. I think it was something like $26 a person, and I pay for me, Kelsey, my mom, my dad, and my sister all to go. But luckily, Bryce was free because he was under two. So I think he's gonna be under two for, I don't know, the next like 3, 4, 5 years.
I was gonna say he's under two for at least another year when he's going to that aquarium.
Yeah. And I'm doing some complaining about how much it costs, but considering the fact that it's in a mall, granted, like the largest mall, I feel like maybe in Michigan, they do a pretty good job ultimately of the exhibits, considering like where it's at. I wish I could have seen like a whale or something, but I don't know. It's in the middle of a mall, so I guess we're not necessarily supposed to see that there. But they do a good job.
They do keep it clean. There is a lot there, but
I mean, they're supposed to keep it clean.
Well, I mean,
as much as that costs, it better be clean.
Hey, when you're dealing with that many kids, I mean, it is kind of impressive. Have you seen our houses lately? Because keeping it clean is worth something. But I agree with you. I the first thing you said when you said aquarium is I thought that hurt the bank account. So yeah.
Yeah, so took him to the aquarium. We had a really good time there. It's actually funny that you know they have the exhibit where you can actually touch and feel the creatures. I think they have like some coral and fish in there. So ultimately, you have to wash your hands first. They're very clear on that. But so the first thing we did was wash Bryce's hand, and I'm completely focused as I'm holding them. Like, and I'm holding him like along his sides. I'm like, let me see if we can hold him and be really gentle, because that's what they're preaching. Don't like grab the fish or grab anything in there. And all of a sudden, I'm holding him on his sides. I'm holding him up so he can reach over. And like Kelsey's like kind of making a noise at me, and I'm like, what's going on? So I look at her and she's like pointing down, and I'm focused so much on his hands that this dude dips his feet directly in the water.
Aquatic life.
Yeah. So ultimately we had a good time there. And we went around to a bunch of different exhibits. It's amazing how much time he would spend in front of like an individual like tank, where we had to basically like drag him around. But that's definitely something that we're going to explore kind of going forward. The next day, we spent some time that morning. We actually saw you guys at soccer. It was funny to me. Kelsey had to stay behind and take care of a couple of things, but Bryce did better without her. I'm not going to tell her that. I might get in trouble for that a little bit. But the next phase of the weekend, we went up to Grand Rapids to celebrate her dad's birthday. And it's always a really fun trip. It's a lot of driving, but it's a good time to see Bryce with that side of the family, hanging out with different dogs. He loves the toys that he has up there. Loves Kelsey's brother, actually, which is super cool to see. But we spent some time in Grand Rapids. He saw both Kelsey's grandparents, his grandparents, and ultimately it was a really good time. He's getting super attached to both his mom and his granny, which causes some potential tantrums when they aren't in the same room, which we may be foreshadowing our topic a little bit later. But for my benefit, he got super excited when he saw me yesterday. I picked him up from my parents' house, and it's the first time I've ever seen him really react this way. Like, he was like jumping and yelling and screaming "Daddy," kind of loud enough for the entire neighborhood to hear. So that was super cool, and ultimately that was our week in a nutshell.
Yeah, no, that's a good week. We talked about it before. Peyton has been to that aquarium, and she loves it. So it's weird how much they like fish and like staring at them. Like, even when we go to the zoo, it's like the penguin thing, and like she likes the glass. She likes to look through it. So I'm not a big fish guy. Not that I have anything against it, but like, she got me thinking, like, man, I wonder if we should get like a fish tank or something. Probably won't, because it's probably just a stage, but. it's funny. But yeah, our week was pretty good. Avery just the other day had her 2-month appointment, which is crazy that she's 2 months. It's funny. She was definitely at the highest percentiles the last time we had gone, like for like height and weight. And now she's kind of dropped. So she's in the middle. She's like in the 50th percentile for both height and weight and head size. She's kind of like right in the middle for it all, which is a good thing. It's just, she definitely went from being a bigger baby to like now normal sized, or like average, I guess. I don't say normal, average sized. And, so she did good. The bad thing is she had to have some shots and she did not take well to them. Which with Peyton was always hit and miss, but she didn't feel very good the first day. And then yesterday, which was the second day, she was really bad all day. You could tell she just was not comfortable. Had a little bit of a fever, felt like, and just didn't sleep very well, wanted to eat constantly. So I hate to put it like this, but she was reminding me of Peyton as a kid, as a baby. She was just, you know, like inconsolable, crying. So it was a rough last couple of days, but today she seemed better. So hopefully she's over that now. Other than that, Avery's been doing good. Starting to show more personality, be more aware, look at things, have facial expressions. Macy thinks she's close to rolling over. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see. She's only 2 months old, but she's doing good. She's doing good. Sleeping pretty good most of the time. It's kind of hit and miss, but no real complaints. As far as Peyton goes, she has been pretty good. She's been talking more lately. Some of it making sense, some of it's not, but some of her favorite sayings lately, she loves saying, here you go. So she says, here you go. And she's like, or there you go. If she's trying to hand you something, which is kind of funny, because we'll say that sometimes, like, here you go. And then she'll hand it to you and go, here you go. What's that? It's still her favorite saying of all time. She says, what's that to everything. She's been saying thank you. and signing thank you. She's been signing please really well. So she's doing good with her sign language still. But she's apparently today she started calling Avery Joey. Don't know what that's about, but that started today. So, but she definitely seems like she's got a few more words working, and she's trying like more like phrases and sentences. And the kid, I will tell you, she's really, really good at like characters, and like she like can like do Paw Patrol now. She does all the Mickey Mouse characters, Disney princesses. She like has them down pat. She's good at that kind of stuff. So it's just, she doesn't like to say them, but she like knows them all. So we'll see if we can start getting her to say those too, but she's been doing good. We had a 2-year-old's birthday party. Someone who's been on the podcast before, Ryan, his daughter turned 2. So we went to her birthday party, which was a lot of fun. The weird thing too with Peyton lately, and I talked about this last time, is that she like goes to sleep. Like we put her down and she doesn't cry, but she seems to take like an hour to go to sleep now, where she's just kind of restless, not crying or nothing. We don't really have to mess with her, but it's just weird. So today for the first time, I put her down without a sleep sack. And I'm like, maybe that'll help, maybe it won't. And she went to bed probably about 20 minutes. So I don't know if it worked or not, but we might continue to try that. And then lastly, a big thing
with her napping.
No, she's pretty good napping during most days. She's pretty good at napping. Sometimes hit and miss. Sometimes it takes her longer to go down. It's just weird. She doesn't seem to like want to sleep when we put her down. We'll put her down at 8:30, and she sometimes like the other night she was up till 10 still, and then she went to sleep and slept fine. And she's not like crying. She's just like restless or moving around or kicking her crib. I don't know. It's kind of odd. But yeah, and the last piece of big news or kind of exciting news is, I told you a little bit about this, Brandon, but Macy for a while now has been talking about, you know, maybe starting to think about potty training Peyton. And I'm like, she's too young. She doesn't know how to communicate that she has to go to the bathroom. How are we going to potty train her? She's like, well, we should try maybe. And I'm like, whatever. So Macy decided to buy her like a little kid's potty because she's put her on like the toilet once or twice and it freaked her out, like the big toilet. So she's like, we'll buy her little kid one. So she bought her one. And I'm like, this is dumb. I'm not going to lie to you, Brent. I was like, this is just whatever. And literally the first day she had it, Peyton pooped on the potty. So I don't know. Maybe that's, I'm crazy. Maybe it was lucky.
Gross at the exact same
time. Yeah, it was gross. Well, I wasn't there for it, so I don't know if it was gross, but I'm assuming it was gross. In my head, it was. But anyway, she did it, and she did it first time. We'll see. And if it's actually a thing, if it was just kind of luck or it was kind of cool because it was the first time or whatever, but she did do that. So we'll see where that goes from here. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe I'm more optimistic today than I was a couple of days ago. Put it that way.
I've never thought about, and obviously we're going to have an entire episode on like potty training and stuff like that as we start going through it. But someone has to teach the kid how to clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
After that, what in the heck is that process? I've never thought about that until this moment. But
I don't know. The whole thing's just kind of weird, man. And it's not. I mean, we change their diapers, so you
don't remember
like,
learning this.
No, I don't either. I don't at all. Yeah, it's weird. I the other day I was thinking like, when do you switch from like baths to showers too? Like, when does that happen? I don't know. You know, just weird things as a parent you got to think about. You know what else is funny too, Brandon? This is kind of a random story, but so we have lots of toys in our house, right? And we have lots of things, and Peyton loves to color and she loves to draw. And the weirdest thing, we don't, you know, not that we're like super anti this, but we never pushed like, you know, like, oh, you have to love girly stuff because you're a girl, right? Or you have to like not like boy stuff because you're a girl. And Peyton's kind of gravitated towards dolls. She always has. But you know what she else gravitates towards? And I never once pushed this, and Macy hasn't either. That kid, if there's 100 crayons or 50 markers, will always grab the pink one. Always. That is the only color she wants to color with, is pink, no matter what. And it will be different sets. We'll be at someone else's house. It's the weirdest thing. Like, she grabs the pink one, which seems like stereotypical. But like, again, we haven't done anything to like, you know, push that, but she loves the color pink. And this could change, obviously. She's not even 2, but she always grabs the pink marker, pen, crayon, And it's just kind of funny that she does, like, cause at first, like, I started noticing it and I'm like, maybe it's just in my head, but no, she does it every time now. It's crazy. Like, she'll use other colors eventually, but she always wants to hang on to the pink one and she wants to grab it first and use it the most. So that's, it's just weird how kids like gravitate it's towards certain things.
Cause we, I mean, we feel the same way with Bryce from like a, we're not pushing like one thing or another, like from a typical boy or girl thing or whatever, but he absolutely is in the stereotypical boy things. Like, he loves playing with cars. He freaking will roll around in the dirt. That might just be a kid thing, that part. Like, plays with balls and cars all day long, and that's just kind of what he's into. And both my mom and Kelsey's mom have said on multiple occasions, this is a phrase, I'm interested to know if you guys ever have more kids and one of them's a boy named Lil Gerald. I'm interested to see if you have people who say he's all boy to you. I've heard that from multiple people.
Oh yeah, people say that.
I never heard that phrase in my life, and people say that really? About Bryce all the time. Say, oh, he's all boy.
I hear that saying a lot. Like, I mean, obviously we don't have boys, but I've heard people use that saying a lot. Like, oh yeah, he's all boy. Or I've even heard it the other way. Oh, she's all girl, but like, he's all boy is definitely more common for sure. Yeah,
definitely, but, definitely had not heard that. But he gets described as that a lot. You just made me think of that.
Yeah, Peyton loves dolls too. Like, she absolutely, like, she loves lots of toys, but like, she freaking loves dolls. And she loves her
Bryce
little sister.
We bought Bryce a doll because at you guys' house, he was actually playing around with Peyton's doll a little bit. So he has like a little baby doll, and Kelsey was playing with him earlier today with it, and he was giving it a hug, giving it a kiss. It was actually pretty cute to see.
It is funny. I told you a story, Brandon, but it was kind of funny. At nighttime, I always put Peyton to bed, and I always make her give a kiss to her mom, to her sister, and to the dog. So I was messing around, and she's got like some stuffed animals, and she's got like a rocking swan and stuff. And I was like, give Cookie Monster a kiss, give the swan a kiss. And then she's like laughing. And then the next day, I'm standing there, and I'm like, Peyton, we're going to get ready to go to bed. And she runs up and gives the Cookie Monster a kiss, gives the swan a kiss, gives her doll a kiss, and then like, she does it all by herself. And then she did it again today. So it's just kind of funny what they pick up on. It's funny. She won't give like me a kiss or like Macy a kiss almost ever, but she'll give their dolls a kiss all the time. And she likes making priorities. Her toys kiss too. She likes making like her Barbies kiss all the time.
I have
and stuff.
Seen her do that. She did that with actually some Tony characters while we were over.
Yep. Yeah, she likes that, but it was super funny that she makes them kiss. And then Macy had to put the kids down. I will give her Macy total credit here. She had to put the kids down because we had a fantasy football draft, and I always put Peyton down, and I'm like, great, Peyton does not go down well for Macy. And Peyton and the baby were both asleep like 10 minutes after she put them down, which is better than I've ever done. And I don't even understand how it happened. And so, you know, she'll get all the credit in the world for that.
Put the kids in.
Apparently, I don't know, because it didn't work today nowhere near as well as it did the night that we had that draft. So I'll give her credit there. But I'm sure that maybe it was a one-off, maybe it wasn't, but it worked out well that one night. She sent me a picture. I remember we're sitting at the draft and she sent me a picture and I was like, what? I was almost angry. I was like, this is not fair. Like, how is this? This never happens. So. Good job for her. But Brandon, you got a piece of baby gear to go over this week?
I do. So Kelsey growing up had a pillow pet that she actually had when I met her in college as well. It was like a Michigan State little bear. She named him Kevin. She's probably gonna be like actually upset that I'm even talking about this right now, but you can blame it on the fake cognac / wine that I've been drinking for the last like hour. But Kevin was a big part of her life. And so she bought Bryce a pillow pet. It's an Elmo pillow pet. If you guys have ever seen these things, they're basically like little stuffed dogs, but they have like, you can get like team logos on them if you're a fan of a specific team, or this one happened to be Elmo. Really cool. As soon as Bryce saw it, Bryce actually was in my lap drawing. He loves drawing on my iPad. So he's in my lap drawing on my iPad, which is very hard to get him to stop doing. The minute he saw that thing, he like put the pencil down and ran over to Elmo. So we'll see how it goes. But that was that's a fun little thing, and it's crazy. Growing up, I had a teddy bear. His name was Tete. And I'm not going to hold you. I don't know if this is common. I kept that thing in my bed till I was like, no, I wasn't like cuddling with it, but it was a great like, neck pillow. I kept that thing in my bed till I was like in high school. I don't actually remember when it went away, but I mean that the same thing was there for Kelsey. It basically was just a nice neck pillow, but that's something that hopefully Bryce has for many years to come. But that's my
yeah. I think that's fairly common. I remember I had like a big stuffed dog, and his name was like Bruiser or something like that. And I had that for long time too. Of course, his name
was Bruiser.
Yeah, exactly. But like my parents were,
I kept him till
college. Well, my parents were like divorced, and I would literally bring it from my mom's house to my dad's house when I was like young. You know, I don't remember when it stopped, but I don't think I ever threw it away. Like I'm sure like now it's thrown away, but I don't remember like being like getting rid of it. So it was like one of those, you know, nostalgic things. So I think that's pretty common. And speaking of nostalgia,
Tete is still in my parents' house. This is a brown bear with a red bow tie. I can picture him to this day.
But yeah, speaking of nostalgia, actually my piece of baby gear is kind of nostalgic too. We were at that birthday party I was talking about, and they had a bunch of kids' toys and stuff out because it was outside in the yard, and they had a cozy coop like when we were kids, right? The red with the yellow, right? And Peyton literally played with that thing for like an hour. She thought it was so fun to get in it, close the door, honk the horn, open the door, get out of it, get back in it, close the door. And then her friend, Essie, who was her birthday, tried to get in it with her, which is not a two-seater. And they were trying to...
her cozy coop.
Yeah, it was. And they were trying to shove themselves into the thing together and close the door, which was kind of funny. And Peyton's just sitting there like, what is going on? Because Essie's a little bit like older and I think like more aggressive. She was like, she was legit like determined to get this thing to close. But they were cute. But anyways... we have one and I hadn't gotten out in a while. So then I got it out like the next day because Peyton had such a blast with it. I forgot like, you know, even about it, but she absolutely loved this thing. She thought it was great. You know, just doing, not even really moving the car, but just like sitting in it, fake driving the car. So a cozy coop, if you have an old one or find one at a garage sale or Facebook Marketplace or buy a new one, it's still tried and true. Kids still love them. I can prove it because there's multiple kids that love that thing at that party.
And we need to get to our topic, but a theme in this podcast is that I've given Bryce PTSD multiple times in different situations, and the cozy coop is definitely something. So this was probably like a month and a half ago. Kelsey, I don't even know if Kelsey knows this story. But, cozy coop had like they all have like the floor that when the kid can't reach the ground and like walk well, you keep the floor in there and then you push them around and then you can like take the floor out and the kid can drive around themselves basically just using their feet. And so like a month ago I was like, man, Bryce is pretty good like walking on his own. We never tried this thing without the
floor
on there. So I took it out and he started figuring out. So I'm pushing him a little bit. He's going a little bit. And then I pushed it a little bit too much. And his feet, like, we were on carpet. Because, of course, I'm not going to try this out outside. In my head, like the carpet, say. And I think his feet, like rubbed on the carpet. And he had a fit. So that was another toddler tantrum trigger. That was probably my fault. But that's not on my list for today. But
I like it.
That's probably a good segue to get into this week's topic.
It is. Do you want to start with toddler tantrum triggers, Brandon?
We might as well and end it nice with a little dessert.
I like it with a little ice cream. So yeah, let's start with toddler tantrums. And we all know that toddlers have tantrums, but we'll go through kind of what we found to be our top five triggers for why our toddlers or toddlers in general might throw a tantrum. So Brandon, I'll let you lead off. What is, and I don't have mine in any particular order when it comes to tantrums. Do you have yours in an order?
Mine are in an order, but I'm going to start off a little serious and the last couple will be kind of funny. Like why? So my first one, we might have the same one on the same list, but when mom leaves the room or better answer is when mom or granny leave the house, Bryce will stand at the, Our front door has like a little side window that's like small slits, basically. He'll stand there, and it's really cute because if you're leaving, all you can see is his face in like this window. It's like a perfect size. But he will stand there, and it does not matter what you do sometimes. He will cry. He will throw a fit. I can pick him up. I can offer him like his favorite thing. I can turn a TV show on. If he's gonna freak out, is when his mom has to leave him with dad for whatever reason. Now that's gotten a lot better in the last couple months, but it seems like it ebbs and flows. He goes through some bouts of real attachment with mom, and he does not want to see her even leave. I originally wrote this as mom leaves the room, and sometimes it's as simple as that. Mom goes upstairs to do something. Bryce is looking around and saying her name. So that's very reasonable in my opinion at this age, but that is definitely in the top five of reasons that he throws a tantrum.
Mine's a little bit different, but kind of similar. I'll kind of go over one. Mine I have is having to leave is what I said. So if we have Peyton and we have to leave, so maybe we're having fun someplace or she's doing something she likes, and we have to leave because we're going back home. We are going in the car. She doesn't. That is definitely a trigger for a tantrum. If she doesn't want to leave what she's doing, she's upset. Or even like we're playing downstairs and it's time for bed and we got to leave to go upstairs. It can be a trigger if she's leaving someplace that she's happy. Actually, probably the biggest one as far as having to leave is having to leave outside. If she's outside and we have to go inside, she is not happy about it. So having to leave is one of the ones on my list for sure, because I've seen it throw many a tantrum. The good news with having to leave, though, as far as tantrum goes, if we're going somewhere fun, sometimes it's not that long of a tantrum because she's okay with it if we go someplace that she likes as well.
I wish you could see my list, because for this topic, I got like 8 things written down, knowing that we might overlap. And one of them is when he has to leave, and I just got a big blank next to it because that, the same thing happened. And outside is absolutely the number one for Bryce. It's typically when he's outside, it's because we're out doing something fun or he's running around or we might have just come back from a walk, and he does not understand why you ever have to come inside from outside. Outside is where we want to be. Inside is not. So that's definitely one. So another thing is, so he gets a cookie after dinner most days. But he's always asking for cookie. And now that he's learned the word please, he says cookie please in the cutest little voice you'd ever hear. But he ain't about to sit around eating cookies all day. So we got like some like hidden veggie crackers or like regular crackers that we'll give him that we feel a little bit better about than cookies. And every once in a while, when he asks for that cookie, and you try to compromise with him and give him a cracker or something different, he freaks completely out. So the number two thing on my list is when he asks for cookie and you give him a cracker. It doesn't seem very reasonable to me. You're still getting something, but it's not what Bryce wants. And Bryce said, please, Bryce should get exactly what he asked for.
So I'll continue on that one. Mine's obviously not exactly the same, but it kind of goes along the same lines. And this one might actually be the number one on my list, or if not, it's close. And that is, I put wrong food. If you give Peyton what she would deem as the wrong food, she will throw a tantrum. So, and sometimes like if you're just giving her a meal, she might like want something different. But if she thinks now she's at the age where she thinks she can pick what she wants, so she'll be like reach towards like the fridge or the pantry and I'm like, oh, are you hungry? And she'll be like, yes. And she gets excited. And then I'll grab something for her. And if it's the wrong thing, you would have thought like the world was ending. So until you can figure out what until you can figure out what the right thing is, or maybe you don't want to give her what she thinks the right thing, but she will lose her mind. So
how does she express what the wrong thing is for you?
So she literally, and it's kind of funny because it's very obvious, but it's also like very aggressive. She will shake her head and throw her hands like she's doing an incomplete pass, and like super fast and super angry, like shake her head and do like the and she's trying to like say no. And like, but she like gets so aggressive with it, and she'll almost like shove, like she's trying to shove away what you're giving her. So it's very obvious though. She does not want that. And then if you pull something she does want, she just kind of gets a smile on her face. And then like, we'll like do a big nod. Yes. Everything's so exaggerated with her. Like her yes isn't a nod. It's like her whole neck goes back to the front, like 100%. So But
I just want
yeah.
you to intentionally do this and get this on video because that sounds hilarious. I wouldn't count that thing as a Bryce tantrum for us, but he definitely let you know. Like, his is more of a when it's wrong. And so you're basically playing multiple choice. And he's to the point where we have a lot of his, like, snacks in clear containers that sit on the counter. And so you can touch something, and he's making that sound. And finally you get it right, and you don't hear the ant, basically. And you're good to go. But he definitely makes it known. I need to see this Peyton.
The problem with Peyton is, like, at first it's kind of funny, but then, like, if you don't get it right or don't want to get it right in time, that's when it's just a tantrum and she's just screaming and crying. Yeah. But it is funny because, like, first you're like, what do you want?
Key, though. Because sometimes they're just not getting what they want.
Right. Well, yeah, because she wants the sixth apple of the day. And I'm like, no, you're not getting an apple. And that's clearly what she wants. And then I'm like, no. And then she's freaking, yeah, she loses her mind. I'm like, eat these Cheez-Its instead. What kid wouldn't want Cheez-Its over an apple? No. she's that kid.
I'm not going to lie. I agree with Peyton on this one. She's just trying to look out for her health.
Yeah.
We could look up how much apple is too much apple.
I that's legitimately something I almost Googled the other day because the kid eats so many apples. It's like, is this bad for her digestive health or something?
I
don't know.
I mean, he likes apples, but not that much. And he definitely would eat Cheez-Its over an apple.
Also, she likes the skin on a green apple, but if it's a red apple, like randomly she'll like spit out the skin, which is also disgusting. So
that is an interesting
she's just a weird child. So, what's next on your list?
My third one is when he gets embarrassed is what I put, and that can be a variety of different ways. I'd say the most common is he does something that he's at the point where I honestly think he understands when he's not supposed to be doing something, but when you call him out on it and then he gives you the look of like, let me push it, like maybe I tell you don't kick something, and so you decide you want to just like, this kid's kind of devious, he won't kick it, he'll like gently put his foot up on it or something like that. That's that, like, those are the little things that honestly probably shouldn't be said. It gets under my skin because I'm like, at this point you know what you're doing, bro. So he gets talked to. We are gentle parenting. But I find my way to real gently let him know exactly how I'm feeling about him in that moment.
Boy, you really don't want to do that.
That's not what you want to do right now. I know you're trying to, whatever. But, if he gets embarrassed or you have to like verbally discipline him, and he's doing something that he knows he's not supposed to be doing, that's when I see some of the biggest tantrums. And it normally starts off, you know, Bryce is frustrated. Because you'll get a similar sound to when he doesn't want whatever the snack is. But then and this is common with kids that I found, but he'll hit himself. Like, he'll hit himself or he'll clap really hard. And at that point, you know, this is about to go really far left, or he's going to calm himself down. And sometimes he'll hit himself, he'll walk over to, like, the couch or a chair or something and hit it. Other time, and then that's it. Other times it is a full blown, like, kind of a freak out. But normally that's coming from him being embarrassed. What we correct, more often than not, I'll actually talk about in my fourth point of him throwing a tantrum.
Yeah. Peyton has gotten to the point now where I say when she gets embarrassed, it's not a tantrum. She just gets sad. She gets like super sad and then like wants to be like consoled. And she gets like embarrassed, like, or her feelings hurt, I will say, like super easy. And just the last few weeks, like today, she literally was doing circles, like spinning. She likes to like spin in circles, like make herself dizzy. She thinks it's funny. And Macy like tapped her and she kind of fell on her butt, like on the carpet super lightly. And she's like got so sad. It was like, you're fine. But it was just funny because, you know, she like was like upset that her mom made her fall. So
it's also crazy what they like decide hurts and what doesn't.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't hurt
Bryce
at all.
Like,
but
knock
she just
a tooth out and not cry. But he like
right.
runs into a pillow on the floor and He's crying.
I think they're more upset like at the annoyance of it. It's like something they didn't want to happen. So
yeah, I agree.
The next one on my list I put down as clothes, but it's kind of like encompassing like anything that they have to wear. So Peyton sometimes wants shoes on or doesn't want to wear shoes, or socks are annoying her, or she doesn't like the clothes that she's wearing. She's trying to take off her diaper, or so sometimes like just whatever's on her body or not on her body is making her very, very angry. And that can turn into a full-blown tantrum. So shoes is a big one. Like I said, either on or off, she can get mad. But she's particular sometimes with clothes just in general. So that one can definitely – and it's always inconvenient too. Like you need them to have shoes on and she doesn't want them on. Or you need her to take shoes off and she doesn't want them off. And, you know, she got so mad one day because she couldn't take her socks off. She was so mad. And sometimes I was trying to help her, and she got mad I was helping her.
Those things, yeah, they get like stuck into skin at some point.
Yeah, she was super mad about it, and then she got mad that I was helping her. So that was a big deal one day. So that's what I put Brandon in his clothes. I don't know if Bryce is like that at all with clothes, but that.
So I have one, and I'll actually just make that my next one, and it'll piggyback off of this. But if he can't get his hand through a shirt, like it's a long sleeve shirt. You're trying to get, he gets his arm through, but if he cannot see his hand come through, and we'll just make this one, we'll call this one hands, because there's two things with his hands that he cannot stand. If he can't get his hand through a shirt, he is absolutely making it known he needs to get that hand through. Or if he gets, and this one's crazy to me, he will like intentionally like smash food that he's eating. And like get it on his hand. So, and if he's eating the food that's on his hand, not a problem. Like if he's like grabbing it, eating it with his fingers, yada, yada, yada. But if there's food on his hands or it gets on his arm that he does not want there in the midst of this, for whatever reason, it is a full blown freak out. and I still haven't figured that's that awesome. One. And you see it coming because he'll go from like eating with his hands to he'll start clapping. Like, and this clapping, from our perspective, but really what he's doing is like targeting whatever's on his hand and trying to get it off. And then it's kind of a little OCD. I'm waiting to see how long this particular phase lasts, but it happens fairly infrequently. But if he does not want that food on his hand and he doesn't have a quick and easy way to get it off, you absolutely are going to have a problem. And we eat a lot of like Indian Thai type foods that are sauce based with like rice, but also can like stain your skin a little bit without like washing your hands, and that can bother him.
That's, yeah, Peyton doesn't have that. She does the a little bit with the sleeve thing. She gets mad if her hands aren't out of her pajamas for sure, but I haven't noticed the food thing. The next one on my list, Brandon, is, I think this is probably for any kid, but I just put tired or sleep. If she's tired, then anything's can set her off. If she's at the point where she literally needs to go to bed, she will it doesn't matter. It can be like the dumbest thing in the world. She's tired, she's going to throw a tantrum and the world is going to end. So if she's overtired or oversleepy, that happened actually at work the other day. Macy brought her in and I could tell she was kind of at a point where she was like, oh, getting tired. And then she just got mad at just dumb stuff because that normally would not bother at all. But when she's tired, everything's amplified by 100. So, tired/sleepy is my fourth one.
That's definitely Bryce will fall in there or hungry. I would kind of group all the things that, you know, you can see when it's coming. You kind of start, those are some of the first things you start to figure out about your kid and their moods fairly early on. My last thing, and this is like the ridiculous, it's funny to me, but when he hits you, so he'll like hit Kelsey or hit me, and then you tell him no, and he will freak out. And I have no idea, like, it's like from an adult standpoint, it's like common sense, like, yo, you just hit somebody, don't hit him. He doesn't understand it sometimes. Luckily, that hasn't happened with like other kids or anything like that, but when he gets frustrated, we have to correct this maybe two times a week. Well, he will, and it's mainly Kelsey for some reason. Like, and it's almost like, I'm not trying to make my kid sound crazy, but But he'll like, he knows that I correct it when that happens. He'll like look at me before he does it and then hit her, waiting for me to say something. And sometimes I'm like tempted to not do it just to see if that works. But it's definitely, you say no to him and he gets frustrated there. So I'm kind of exposing a little bit of some Bryce character flaws. I can't wait to like listen to
it. There you go.
10 years.
What's your final one on this? Well, it's mine is, and it's my number one is saying no, is what I put. But it's if, and it's almost like, it's not just no. I almost put like yelling at your kid, but I don't really yell at her. It's not really yelling. It's but like, if you're saying anything that she thinks is, yeah, like, and most of the time it is no or don't, because she's doing something that's going to hurt herself or that is just bad behavior. Right. So 90% of the time it is no, but if she thinks you're mad at her because of saying no or because of your tone, she will just lose it. You know, she does not do well with it. And I don't know if I told you this the other day, but like, we were in the car and she's like pouring her water bottle all over her in the car. And I turned around, I was like, Peyton, no. I wasn't even like, I was just like watching. I'm like, stop doing this. And she just started bawling. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want you to pour water all over yourself in the vehicle. Like, I wasn't even like, it's just, she does not like being told no. Or like the one that is hard right now is 95% of the time, if we're telling her no, it's something to do with her sister. Because she loves being around Avery and she wants to be close to her, but she doesn't understand like boundaries, right? So she lays on her, but she like will like lay like on her literally, or she'll like be running around and trip over her, but she's like way bigger than her, right? Or she, and it's just like, you got to be careful. Or like, she thinks it's cute to pat her back because she sees us pat her back, but she doesn't understand you're not smacking her back, you're patting her back. So then if you're like, no, be gentle. And then she gets upset because she thinks you're being mean to her. it's a lot, but it's, that's definitely her number one is if she thinks you're mad at her or if you're telling her no, she gets sad. Especially, I mean, it's probably for both of us, but I probably just do it more, but I feel like it's more for me, but it might just be because I think I do it more than Macy does, or maybe my voice has just got a deeper tone. So that's my last one.
That's 100% the same with Bryce. And I almost grouped that in with when he gets embarrassed. Cause it's, you tell him no. It's funny though. I hear him saying no to us now. And it's like the same tone that we say no to him in. I'm like, man, do I sound like that? Is that how you
learn? Is my kid this? Mocking me?
It's funny.
I like it. Well, Brandon, let's get to some ice cream flavors. It's funny too, because anyone who knows my wife knows that she absolutely loves ice cream, and we live very, very, very close to an ice cream place. And if it was up to her, we would go every single night. And I'm the one who's like, I'm not a sweet tooth guy. So I literally am fine, like not never getting it. And she's probably going to kill me because she, she wanted ice cream tonight. And I'm just like, I don't really feel like getting ice cream. Right. I worked late. So I was like, no, so we didn't get ice cream, and she made it well known that
talk about ice cream.
Correct. And so she asked me right before I went downstairs to record. She's like, what's your guys' topic on today? And I'm like, I don't know. You'll find out tomorrow. She go listen. And she go be like, you freaking talked about ice cream and you wouldn't even let me get ice cream.
And he knew he was talking about ice cream.
Oh, like, I knew it. I knew it.
This was this portion of it was his idea.
Probably because of her, because she loves ice cream so much. But yeah, we're going to talk about our top 5 best ice cream flavors. I would say for summertime, it's not even for summertime, it's for whenever, but because it is kind of the end of summer, what our top 5 flavors are. If you're going to get ice cream, and I'm not talking about Reese McFlurry or hot fudge, banana, whatever. I'm not talking about creations. I'm talking about ice cream flavors. You're getting a scoop, you're getting a double scoop and a cone. What is the flavor of ice creams? Our top 5.
Now, luckily, old school style. I didn't actually choose like a Blizzard. But my number
that's
one.
Not, that's not an ice cream.
That is a flavor.
That's not an ice cream flavor.
An M&M Blizzard, plain M&M Blizzard is absolutely a flavor. And it's delicious.
You can't but scoop it. It ain't ice cream.
Okay, have you ever been to Cold Stone, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can scoop a lot.
Got, like it, a, love it, gotta have it.
A lot.
That's true.
You can scoop a lot. You're going to like half my list and hate half my list, but it is.
That's fine. I figured
you
it.
Start off.
What's anyways, I'll start off. So, and I think these are kind of in an order. So my number 5, I guess, and this is for me, I went nostalgic here because I don't think I'd even like it today, But when I was a kid and I went to get ice cream, and I'd go to get ice cream a decent amount. And my dad loved going to this place called Calder's that was like a dairy farm. And they, I mean, you got a single and it was like six scoops. And I always would, yeah, it was just, yeah, well, it was actually, it wasn't bougie at all. Like literally a farm, but they just freaking packed it on. Right. But I always would get Blue Moon ice cream. I thought it was so cool. It tasted great. So Blue Moon's on my list just because, like I said, when I was a kid, that was up there for me. Blue Moon and another one that's on my list were the top two flavors I would get. So Blue Moon's my number five, Brandon.
So I'm going to just make Blue Moon my number five, even though it was my number four, because it's the same. I don't really need to say anything else. I feel like Blue Moon is kind of like a Midwest or Michigan thing.
It might be.
That's fully national. And I don't. Do you know how to describe the flavor? Because I still like Blue Moon to this day.
When's the last time you had it?
It's like a bubble gum, cotton candy. I don't know. Had Blue Moon within the last like 2 years.
Really? Okay. I feel like it's been 10 years since I had Blue Moon. It was great though.
I haven't had Blue Moon forever. Let me go get some Blue Moon. Well, the other cool thing about it as a kid, though, it was way more sophisticated than Superman.
Yes.
And Superman was like, what? I don't know if this is on your list. It's not on my list. But
it's my number four. I'll tell you right now. That's my number four. Because the other one that was, it was always Blue Moon or Superman. That was the two I was going to get. Because Superman was just, Superman was more like, yeah.
My brother loved
Superman. That was my number four. Because similar reasons, but it was just cool. A different type of flavors. You felt like, I don't know, you felt like you were eating it. You're eating like six different flavors of ice cream.
I used to love, so occasionally we would go to, not occasionally, my mom, we shopped at Meijer growing up. That was like the grocery store that we went to. And they had like the Purple Kyle station over kind of by like the deli. But it was an ice cream shop in Meijer. And I get Blue Moon ice cream every time we were leaving when my mom let me. So that was great. I'll make that my number five.
So what's your number four then? Four Superman.
Yeah, you said Superman was your number four. My number four is actually a tribute to my dad. And it's an ice cream that I think does not get the credit it deserves. And a lot of people look at it as an old man ice cream, but I've been eating this my whole life. My dad wasn't an old man technically when he had me. He was like my age now, and that's always been his favorite ice cream. But butter pecan.
It's good.
I love butter pecan ice cream. I think it's like a sweet vanilla. The ice cream and then pecans, and it reminds me of childhood. I still eat it to this day. If I'm eating some butter pecan ice cream, it makes me think of my dad, and it just tastes great. And I don't think it gets the credit it deserves. So that's my number four.
It's funny you said that because I actually like butter pecan ice cream, but I always think of my dad because he always tells a story that growing up, my grandma would buy butter pecan and my one uncle would like eat it, but not eat the nuts. But then he would like give the nuts to my grandma and pretend like he'd be like, hey, do you want some pecans? And not tell her that it was from the ice cream that he's basically spitting them out in. And so she found out. I always think of that when I'm eating butter pecan ice cream, because it's just basically my uncle just was, put my grandma together. My poor grandma didn't know for years.
Hey, so, those butter pecan like nuts in the ice cream hit different than regular pecans
too. Yeah, butter pecan's good. I don't hate that one. It's not on my list, but it's good. But I'm gonna go kind of with an old man flavor for my number three, and you know, I'm just gonna say, like, you can't go wrong with a good vanilla. Just, I love vanilla ice cream, a vanilla milkshake. And just, vanilla's great. And I know it sounds like, it literally is a saying, like, oh, that's kind of vanilla. But, like, it's so good. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, it's hard to go wrong with vanilla. It just tastes good. And it's the best ice cream with stuff. So if you're going to have, like, a hot pie, which I love pie, but if you have, like, a hot cherry pie, hot apple pie, yeah, I know your take on that. But if you're going to, even, okay, cake, which I don't like cake, but, like, if you have cake, vanilla ice cream goes best with all of that. It's just the best when it comes to like an add-on to something. So vanilla's on my list. And honestly, I could eat vanilla ice cream is just great. And vanilla milkshakes might be the best milkshake. It's just great.
Vanilla milkshake is absolutely not the best milkshake. That's not even a debate.
Okay.
But I will say that you defended your position well. A la mode is how you like to,
yes.
You like to have vanilla a la mode. I think that's how that goes. I'm not sure. So,
well, it'd be like apple pie a la mode, but yeah, okay.
Okay, there we go. A la mode
is with the ice cream, yeah.
But the ice cream a la mode is always vanilla.
Yes.
Is my point. So, whatever. We're not about to argue about this right now. We'll argue about this off air. My number three is going to be, and you're not going to like this because it's not something you can quote unquote scoop, but I got two Ben and Jerry's flavors in my final three. One of them is half-baked. And if you don't know, half-baked is chocolate and vanilla ice cream mixed with chunks of chocolate chip cookie dough and fudge brownies. And if there isn't, like, constantly a, like, little pint, even if it's, like, 4 months old and waiting to be eaten, there's always, like, a pint of half-baked or my favorite flavor that's number one in our refrigerator at home. I absolutely love Ben and Jerry's is great, and half-baked is just, it's everything you want it to be. Jerry's going to act like it's not real because you can't, quote-unquote, scoop it if you go to, like, your local ice cream shop, but it's great.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. It's all right. I don't know. Again, I'm not a big sweet tooth kind of guy, so I'm more bland with most of my stuff. But anyways, my number two is actually probably my favorite ice cream growing up. And like if my mom's buying me a cake or something for my birthday, or she knows like she wants to spoil me, she buys this kind of ice cream because it was always my favorite. And that's black cherry. I love black cherry ice cream. It's always been my, like, literally since I was a little kid till now. It's just great. It tastes so good. And I like little pieces of cherry in there. Love black cherry. And I don't like chocolate, for the record. So anyone listening, like, you'll notice that there's nothing chocolate in any of this stuff because I literally don't like chocolate. So, you know, black cherry for me, like, growing up, all my siblings like chocolate and stuff. But the black cherry ice cream was, like, for me. So that's my number two. And again, I'll stand by black cherry ice cream today. It's like the cherry chip of cupcakes.
It's not the cherry chips of cupcakes, but that brings me to my second Ben and Jerry flavor that I love. And it's actually, I'm going to give you a little credit for your black cherry, because my number one actual Ben and Jerry's flavor is Cherry Garcia. I don't know if you've ever had it. I'm hoping that you have.
I don't like chocolate in it. I have.
Oh my God.
I don't chocolate.
I don't understand.
That's why I don't like it.
Ah, man, it hurts my soul. I mean, so Cherry Garcia it's not chocolate, it's fudge, for the record. But
which is cherry, what flavor?
It's cherries. it's fudge flavor. Fudge is a flavor.
Okay, yeah.
Fudge and chocolate are two different things.
There's literally chocolate fudge.
Why do you think that they need to describe the fudge as chocolate?
There's not plain fudge.
You have different flavors of fudge.
Okay.
Fudge is almost like a texture.
Continue.
This is going to be one of those moments that we look back on. But I still hold that I'm right there. But it is actually chocolate fudge in Cherry Garcia, to defend your point. But it's chocolate fudge. I absolutely love it. And I love it not only just regular, but there have been periods in my life where I went like non-dairy, and they have a really, really good non-dairy Cherry Garcia flavor as well. And then I'm gonna save my number one, and it's a regular flavor just for Jerry.
Okay. Well, my number one's actually not a regular flavor. So my number one, it's funny. I just said we live really close to an ice cream place, and Macy wanted to go. She wanted to go so bad. And so the first time she's going, she's like, hey, they got a special today. I think you'd like this ice cream. I'm like, fine, get it. Cause I didn't really care. I didn't really even want her to go.
This flavor sucks, ladies.
And so she's like, they have a flavor and it's called, and the name of it is Sorta Sweet, Sorta Beth Dutton from like Yellowstone.
Oh, and I'm like, that's not what I thought it was.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means. She's like, I think you'll like it. Anyways, it's a caramel whiskey bourbon ice cream swirled with salted toffee bits. And so anyways, she gets this and I try it, and it is legitimately probably the best ice cream I've ever had. It's so good that it allows me to be okay with Macy going to get ice cream as often as she does, because I'm like, oh yeah, get me that ice cream. I told multiple people that we work with, Brandon, about this ice cream, and they literally make special trips to go just to get that ice cream now. Like four or five people. I have my friend in from Texas who literally made special trips because he had it, and he said it was one of the best ice creams he's ever had. It is amazing. I just went online because I wanted to describe it perfectly. It literally was on M Live's most underrated ice creams in the state of Michigan. So it made their list. It's good. I got to tell you, I don't know how they came up with it, but I mean, I love bourbon too. So it's just, I don't know if that's why I love it, but it is probably the best ice cream I've ever had. It's great. It's fantastic.
I'm not eating alcohol flavored ice cream.
It doesn't taste like.
I also don't. Here's the thing. Jack
you
Daniels
can't.
Wings.
You
I don't
can't.
Like whiskey flavored things.
You cannot hate on it until you've tried it. If you've tried it and you said you didn't like it, then I would respect your opinion. But you don't. Just like you don't dunk
your
donuts in
cider. Have you had Cherry Garcia?
Yes, I have. I have 100% had Cherry Garcia.
That backfired on me.
Because people bought it thinking it was black cherry for me. Swear to God.
It is black cherry. It's chocolate cherry.
Exactly. They think it's the same thing. Or I've ordered it at a restaurant and they think it's the same thing and it's not. So I've had it lots of times and I hate it.
Why would you have had it lots of times if you hated it?
Because I've ordered black cherry and people think that it's Cherry Garcia, the same thing.
I'm going to keep it real simple for my number one. Chocolate chip cookie dough. Can't go wrong with it.
Basic.
Nice. Bro, you said vanilla.
That wasn't my number one. Vanilla. Okay, cookie dough.
Chocolate chip cookie dough is just a nice, classic, amazing flavor. You can't go wrong. 97% of America loves it. Besides the people who don't like chocolate, which are 3% of the country. It's honestly 3% of the world.
I'll have a cup of that if you have a cup of the Beth Dutton.
You're going to have a cup of an amazing ice cream versus a cup of whiskey?
You've never tried it.
I'll try it tomorrow.
A guy that we work with who doesn't drink at all loves it. So it doesn't have to be. He sits to my left.
Yeah, okay. He also eats tuna fish daily.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Let's end this episode.
All right. Anyways, I got a dad joke for you. So
let's get some tuna fish and whiskey ice cream and ask him how he likes it.
You need to try it, though. I'm being serious. I actually think you would like it because it doesn't taste like whiskey.
I'm never going to admit that I like it.
I know you won't, but I actually think it's that good where I want to share it with the world.
Oh my God.
All right, Brandon, you ready for a joke?
No.
What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
My brother made this his little Instagram or Facebook.
No.
I almost looked it up today and sent it to him as a joke. I didn't, so I don't know the answer, but that's his like little tag that if you look in like the messages of Facebook.
Okay. What did the drummer name his twin daughters? And a one and a two.
That's
and a one and
a
two.
And a two.
Yep.
Well, I'm about to Facebook message Jay with the answer to his question.
Yeah, you'll be so smart. I like it. Well, Brandon, I can't believe that's been 90 episodes. We should celebrate with some ice cream.
This episode also might be our longest
one. It was great. It was, yeah. We could celebrate with some ice cream while Brandon throws a tantrum about liking the ice cream that I ranked number one. So it'll be great. But if you haven't before, please like all our stuff on social media. Tell us what you think. Listen to our previous episodes. Tell your friends about us. We appreciate each and every single one of you guys. And thanks for letting us be around for 90 episodes. It's truly been a crazy ride. But until next time, I'm Jerry, joined here by Brandon, and you've been listening to Dad Jokes.